This is another damn podcast about digital asset management. I'm Henrik de Geer. Today we're speaking with Teresa Wrigley. Teresa, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Thanks.
Good.
Teresa, how are you involved with digital asset management?
I'm involved in a couple of different ways. My principal involvement really is as an analyst. So I work for an analyst and research firm that's called the Real Story Group. And we publish basically product and vendor evaluation reports and essentially evaluate different technologies on the market. It's kind of like a consumer reports sort of thing. So I am the digital asset management lead analyst for the company. And I also do some consulting and I help people learn about digital asset management and pick digital asset management products based on what's most appropriate for them. So that's my main two-pronged association with the damn world.
Excellent. And yeah. Do you believe that the field of digital asset management will continue to grow? And why or why not?
You know, that's an interesting question. I think the field of digital asset management and the discipline of digital asset management is something that is growing and will continue to grow because the number of assets we have is really continuing to grow. The number of images, video, audio, et cetera, all those things are constantly getting bigger and bigger, and there's more and more of them, and we need people and technology to manage them. So I definitely think that is going to increase, and the people involved will continue to increase. Interestingly, the technology or the vendors that are selling the technology aren't really growing, I think, at the same pace as the number of assets and the amount of work that needs to get done. So I think there's sort of a gap that is existing between the number of things that need to be managed and the speed with which vendors are able to address it. So I think that's a little bit slower than the actual field is growing. So, so yes, I think it's going to continue to grow. I just think there's different parts of it that are growing at different paces, really.
And what advice would you like to share with DAM professionals or people aspiring to be a DAM professional?
Well, I think, of course, the number one thing that I would share, just because it's my particular bailiwick and it's my particular area of expertise, is just to make an effort to understand digital asset management technology and how it really works. It's not that that's the panacea to all the problems to or all the challenges that are involved with solving digital asset management, but I think there's a lot of very sort of general approaches to digital asset management that don't consider the technology enough and the details of the technology and how that could potentially change things or make them more efficient and also how they in some cases might make things more difficult and require different sorts of human tasks that are different from the ones they have now. So I just think in general, just learning about the technology, how it really works, what the different components are, how it's successful in certain organizations and maybe why it fails in other organizations, I think is really important for DAM professionals and whether you're already one or whether you're aspiring to be one. And also just to make sure that you're out there and you're also meeting and talking with other people who work in the industry. I think that's important regardless of what industry that you're in, but in particular with digital asset management, we have various events and there's lots of places online where we can learn about it too. So those are really my two main pieces of advice.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Teresa.
Yeah.
For more on this, log out to anotherdamblog.com. Thanks again.